Job seekers across the nation may just be hoping for work, but in Aberdeen, South Dakota, the unemployment rate is about 4%, half the nation's jobless rate, and many employers just can't find the workers they need. Reporter Victoria Wicks has the story on why Aberdeen has to look to neighboring states to hire help.
Aberdeen's current economic surge isn't the first for this town of 26,000 people in northeast South Dakota. The town got its nickname, the Hub City, because 8 railroad lines once radiated from Aberdeen to major markets, hauling homesteaders' harvests. Aberdeen sits about 36 miles from the North Dakota border, surrounded by farmland that supports agriculture, still the area's strongest industry. And because it's the largest town for 200 miles in any direction, it has enjoyed economic growth. But population growth hasn't kept up, and now Mayor Mike Leveson says there are more jobs than there are qualified unemployed workers.
A lot of the people who are unemployed are unemployable, because if they were employable, they'd have a job.
Leveson says when unemployment drops to 4.3%, employers can't find skilled labor. He says many of them are now just looking for workers they can train.
All they're asking is minimum education, good work habits, pass the drug test, show up for work on time, and follow directions.
On Aberdeen's northeast boundary is Industrial Park, a place where utilitarian buildings serve as home to manufacturers and service industries. The 3M plant, with more than 600 employees, has been in this location for 36 years, primarily making face masks. And like other manufacturers, the plant at times has to add employees to ramp up production.
So anytime you happen to have a factor within the country like H1N1 here a couple of years ago, the demand for our products increases significantly.
Becky Jareva is human resources manager here. She's now looking for more workers to help produce a new type of respirator. But it appears 3M has some serious competition for those workers. Earlier this spring, Aberdeen started a national PR campaign to announce the need for workers. Julie Johnson of Absolutely Aberdeen emceed the news conference.
Here's the headline, 1,000 plus jobs in Aberdeen, South Dakota this year.
If employers are going to fill jobs, workers will have to come in from somewhere else. But Mayor Mike Leveson says job seekers who decide to relocate might have trouble finding housing.
The biggest stumbling block is they come here and they look around and they can't find a place to live.
In Aberdeen, it appears that real estate hasn't kept up with other segments of the local economy. A popular spot for morning coffee is the Airport Cafe out east on Highway 12, just south of Industrial Park. Alan Wellman is semi-retired and in the process of turning his construction business over to his sons. They do prep work, laying gravel and digging basements, and he says the construction business is certainly not booming.
It's very slow and it's highly competitive right now, and some of the jobs you just can't even break even on that they're bidding for.
Carter Carlson is president of the Aberdeen Board of Realtors. He thinks a cautious approach to new development has kept the real estate economy steady.
Some communities in the middle part of the last decade, 2005, 2006, when things were great in America, possibly overbuilt a little bit, and the contractors and developers got a little too aggressive. Where Aberdeen is a fairly conservative town, we're ag-based. We don't boom, we don't bust, we stay pretty stable.
Carlson says for now things are tight, but developers are planning to build more housing in the next year or two.
So we will be prepared, not if this comes, but when it comes.
Employers seeking new workers might argue that it is already here. And without substantial new housing now, the Hub City might just be spinning its wheels. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Wicks.